Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I once heard about an elderly lady who lived alone. She was partly crippled and had to rely on the goodwill of her neighbours. It really wasn't an easy time for her. She felt really isolated, and to fill in the long days and nights, she kept a diary. Now, these neighbours wondered why she bothered. She didn't go out much. They hardly ever saw her. But this lady lived a long life, was a committed Christian who attended church years earlier, and eventually she died. But, you know, tragically, it took a few days before anybody knew about her death. And when her neighbour went through her belongings, she found the diary. And most of the book contained nothing much of interest except three words that this lady had written on different days. No one came. That's the words, no one came. Do you know that researchers in Australia say that 1 in 4 people live alone? That's quite a high figure. And as our population increases and ages, so do the number of those living alone with chronic illness. And this is a real concern. This might mean being alone at home with less capacity in terms of function, that they can't get out. And they won't have family or close friends, managing sometimes with the help of neighbours or a local community resource, such as a community health service, a council or a church, and often with no help at all. Some of these people will refuse all offers of help. However, there are often safety implications for these. Thank God for agencies like Meals on Wheels. At least with food delivery, there is a friendly person to not only deliver some food, but to say hello to them. Loneliness, isolation, they're the two biggest problems facing older people today for those that might choose to live alone. They could develop arthritis, or they lose their confidence to get out and to meet people. Loneliness, this inability to get around. And you might know there have been some shocking stories in the media in recent years of elderly people who die and their bodies left to decompose unnoticed for months. In fact, one lady was not discovered here in Sydney for 7 years. There is something basically wrong here. It was Jesus who said in Matthew's Gospel, love others as much as you love yourself. That's Matthew 22, verse 39. It's a simple message. And Jesus said, love others as much as you love yourself. There is no other greater commandment, and this needs to be taken seriously. It was Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the respected church leader, who said, we've been made for God, for gentleness, and we've been made for caring, for sharing, and compassion. Now, we applaud organisations who care for the elderly, the nursing profession, full of dedicated, good men and women who choose to work in this area of aged care. But it goes deeper than that, because the Bible is consistent and clear in its message about those who are least able to fend for themselves. If you go way back, for example, in the Old Testament, God mentions widows and orphans among those who should be singled out for care and protection. And Jesus continues that pattern of care by actually heaping scorn on those who would foreclose on widows' homes. That happened in Matthew chapter 23. And James, in his epistle, says that caring for widows and orphans are the premier fruits of true worship of God. In fact, he says in James 1:27, religion that pleases God the Father must be pure and spotless. You must help needy orphans and widows. That's what it says in James 1:27. The Bible says that God is not pleased with people who take advantage of either the blind or the deaf, making their well-being a matter of justice. You can see that in Exodus and Deuteronomy. That is, we owe justice to these people, to the widow, the orphan, the disadvantaged in our society. So it's clear, even as you read the Bible, a little bit of the Bible, that God desires justice for all people. So it's clear to me that we must not take advantage of the weakest members of our society, those folk who find it hard to stand up for themselves. The wonderful fact is that God cares for the elderly. God loves them. It says in Isaiah 46, even to your old age and grey hairs, I am he who will sustain you. So God has tender feelings toward the senior citizen, and we shouldn't ignore it. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your care for our older people. Bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.